This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks of the UAW strike. There's still no agreement on pay and benefits, work week or work hours, which we mentioned the other day, and how much the car makers can rely on temporary workers. The companies say that temps give them flexibility. The union says temps ought to be made permanent after 90 days. Detroit is, of course, in the headlines right now, but as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the auto industry isn't alone in American manufacturing in relying on temps.
Across the labor force, about one out of every 50 workers is temporary, but on the factory line, it's one in 10. That's according to analysis by Susan Hausman, an economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
The use of temps in manufacturing is quite prevalent, and it's been growing over time.
One reason manufacturers turn to temp employees is it lets them scale their workforce up and down as needed.
Take autos. You've got new models coming on every year. And so there's a ramping up of production when a new model comes.
Temporary status also lets companies screen workers before giving them permanent jobs. And sometimes they use it to reduce labor costs. The UAW says under its current contract, temps can earn half as much as permanent employees. There are downsides for employers, too, points out Aaron Hutton, author of the book The Temp Economy.
Temps tend to be less trained for the job, less invested in that particular workplace because, you know, they don't know if they're going to be there tomorrow.
And that ambivalence can be catching. Wharton's Peter Capelli found that when more temps were introduced into a workplace, the job performance of permanent employees fell.
Temp work is often thought of, understandably, as kind of second-class work, and it lowers your own view of the value of your job the more temp workers are working with you.
Capelli says employers have to consider whether temp employees will save them money or cost them money by dragging down productivity. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.